In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear family and friends, brothers and sisters, through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ to our dearly departed Juanita, grace and peace are yours through our Lord Jesus Christ, who is crucified, is risen, and lives to eternity, never to die again. Most of you are probably aware, but the church is now fully into the season of Lent. This is the time that we mourn our sins as we look to what our Lord paid to buy us back from sin and from death. The combination of Lent with Juanita's sudden passing earlier this week reminds us that our Lord's warning to Adam and to Eve and to us is indeed a serious one, that the wage of sin is death. Juanita confessed this God only knows how many times from either her pew or from up in the choir loft, but she knew this. She confessed this her entire life. She knew it to be true. She knew that it was true beyond a shadow of doubt because it was her Lord's word. Her Lord said these things to her. It was her Lord's word that she heard as she followed him to the cross year after year, from the grave to the resurrection. Every Lent, Juanita followed her Lord on that path. But Lent is not just a time for mourning and sadness. It is not an extended funeral for Jesus. Lent is a yearly pattern of following Jesus through the grave, up through his resurrection to life. Lent is a preparation for the journey that all Christians must make. And for Juanita, it began in the waters of holy baptism. On May 2nd, 1937, just a couple of weeks after she was born into this world, Juanita Eileen was baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This in accord with our Lord's command in Matthew 28. We confessed this morning what baptism means according to the word of the Lord, namely, that Juanita was baptized into the death of Jesus. And all who are baptized into Christ likewise die with Jesus in the font. Juanita died with Christ in the font, and there also, just as Christ was raised from the dead, so also Juanita will rise. As Jesus said in our gospel reading for today, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." Dear friends in Christ, Juanita's journey through Lent began there at the font in 1937. And this, in this place, is where our hope, where our Christian hope, where Juanita's Christian hope was found. Her eyes were fixed on Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of her faith. He endured the cross. He despised its shame to save sinners from death, to save Juanita from death. This is the same hope that Job also expressed in our Old Testament reading in the same way we sang about it in the hymn just now. "I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another." Because Juanita died with Christ in baptism and focused her eyes on Jesus, she knew that he would raise her up from the dead and that she would see her Lord Jesus Christ with her very own eyes. And so this season of Lent, like all of them before it, is marked by following after our Lord in his suffering and death, always looking forward to the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, as Juanita does even now in glory, let us run with endurance and not grow weary. For the same Lord who sustained Juanita in this life will also sustain you until the day of your resurrection from the dead. when you, like Juanita, will see Christ face to face. Therefore, take heart, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Lent and Good Friday must always give way to Easter and to the resurrection. This is why today, during this season when we would normally hold off on our joyful hymn of Alleluias, we will not let that song be silent today. Because in fact, Jesus is raised from the dead, and he will never die again. In his death and resurrection, Jesus has conquered death, and so we too will conquer death as well. And because Jesus lives, Juanita lives and reigns with him to all eternity. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.